Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Back midday show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Zilla, you guys with us. 215-592-9490 for coming up in about 20 minutes. We will hear from you people. I'm sure they're all riled up today. Actually, I wonder what the temperature is with you people. Are they happy about the win, upset about Carter, upset at me? We'll find out.
Probably upset at you.
Yeah, probably. That's okay. Be upset at me, not Jalen Carter, the guy that kicked out of the game last night. All right, Sports Talk on WIP, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 1 matchup. Detroit, Green Bay, Sunday, 425. And Paramount Plus starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We will get to our guest, the takes, coming up at 1:30, guessing what we're going to hear about come Monday morning across the NFL. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing?
What's going on,
What's
Will?
Up, Will?
All right, man, let me just be, real serious right now, because I do appreciate you, bringing this up and actually trying to save, a brother's life, man. And, Jaden, I just want you to know, man, on some real, these people that are saying these things is not to tear you down, bro. It's to stare you straight. You know what I'm saying? And for all that you have overcome to be able to play in the NFL, you need to be on your knees thanking God every day. Because sometimes you need to incorporate God into these type of discussions, man. Because sometimes we forget where we came from. Sometimes we forget the blessings that we have. You know what I'm saying? And this is my thing, right? I was like that same type of kind of person, right? And I call this self-destruction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you will self-destruct, man, if you don't understand that the people is not trying to come at you. Don't think that, bro. We trying to give you life experiences, things that happen in our life to change our life. And we trying to help you change your life while you're still young. You don't have to be older like you and myself to have understanding on, you know what, these people do mean me well. And maybe I do need to get some help. And listen, and I know, and I'm going to say this, and let me cook for a minute. I know we come from different neighborhoods, right? You got to incorporate that also. But what I'm saying is, if you hang with fleas, you become a flea. When you start hanging around with positive people, you become positive. So sometimes you got to change your circle up, because you in a whole different era now, bro. You dealing with professionals, you got a career, and you got a big future. And sometimes the people that you hang around may not want that for you. Now, I'm not saying that's what it is, But guess what? Everybody on this radio station right now want that for you, man. We want you to have a great career, and we want you to understand what you're doing is hurting the team, and it may hurt your whole entire future, man. So, you know, please pray to God and ask him, you know, for direction, man. Mainly direction. Now, I want to say this about the Eagles. Like, I like the game, and you know, I like the gameplay calling yesterday, but I'm still a little iffy about the offensive coordinator, man. And the reason why I say that, man, you got to change these formations. I know he changed the formations maybe 5 or 6 times yesterday, but the shotgun, man, got the goal. You know what I'm saying? And if you're going to do it, y'all laughed at me yesterday about the audibles, right? But when they called them audibles, it shook the team up. They ain't know where to go. And we completed passes off that. We got yardage off it. But like I said, it was a great win, man. Good way to pull through as a team. And last thing I want to say, if a situation like this with Carter happens, you know, and I'm not saying just with Carter, but any member on the team, guess what? Sirianni and the offensive coordinator, you got to be ready for the next man to step up. That's why they got to practice, and that's why they got to get right all together as a team, man. The next man got to step up, no matter what it is. Because if not, we're going to lose a lot of games.
Well, that's football, right? That's it. That's football. I actually give a lot of credit last night. Jordan Davis and Ojomo had to play way more snaps than they're used to.
They did their job, man.
Yeah.
It put a lot of pressure on the team, but they were able to overcome it. That's the type of game that builds character. And it, you know, to overcome adversity. And we all talked about before the season start that they're going to be adverse situations. And I hate to be here, but we're here. But I told y'all earlier.
That's 20. We've reached number 20.
No. But I said.
It's remarkable.
I said when we were talking about Quinyon Mitchell, I remember telling somebody, I said, he's in a different role now, so he might struggle. Well, he was in the same role that he was last year. And guess what happened last night? He struggled.
He wasn't great.
That's what. But see, y'all know more than I do, and I played 10 years in the NFL.
Well, I didn't argue with you.
No, I know you didn't. I'm talking about that person. I can't remember who it was.
Was your impression? Did they hold their arms up like that?
Yeah. I scroll through my timeline, I'll find them. I'll find you, and I'll cook on you today. I mean, it's just one of them days.
Yeah. You know what last night was defensively? They got they got contributions from unheralded guys to make up for the Carter loss. Jahad Campbell was awesome in his first game. They got Zach Bond, who's not unheralded. Hugh, that was an incredible hustle play for him to chase down Miles Sanders to stop him from scoring, and then they got the fumble after that. Was it Byron Young that got the fumble? He forced it along with Jahad, and Quinyon picked it up. They got some guys that helped out because they obviously missed him. I mean, they missed Joe and Carter a ton last night. Big V, Matt Laura, what's up, Big V?
Yo, Joe, Hugh, what's
going on, man?
Big V.
Yo, look, first let me tell you this, man. I got 2 points, so, you know, don't tear some Springfield me, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Stop.
First and foremost, Joe, I agree with you 100%. Jalen's performance was great. He basically put the team on his back and carried them to victory, which proves 1 point. He's very underrated. Everybody thinks that, you know, it's all the weapons that he has that makes them win. No, Jalen is one significant point and part of the Eagles' victories.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. I'll say it this way. A lot of times it's easy to point to everyone else kind of, you know, helps him or he's got all this around him. Last night, his running back only got 60 yards. The two receivers weren't getting open much and they weren't using them much. And his best defensive player went out, and he still won, and he was really efficient. I like the way he played last night, Big V. Good, very good night for Jalen Hurts.
Okay, second point. Hugh, you are 100% right. And this isn't about, you know, football. This is about saving a man's life. Because right now there are over 52 former NFL players that are doing time because they've been getting away with doing anything that they want until the point where society says, okay, you're a black man committing crimes and we're no longer, you know, giving you a pass on your black card. And you go before the judge and you represent every fear that they have about a black man. His size, his stature, power, everything. And he sets himself up to doing life. I mean, look at Aaron Hernandez, O.J. Simpson.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know, great talents, but, you know, they've been getting a pass all their life, and it keeps escalating to the point where they do something where society has to stop them.
You know, you remind me of something else another player told me, Michael Irvin. He said, and he said it just as real as you can say it, he said, I had to stop getting in trouble because I wasn't catching no more touchdowns. He said, I don't catch no more touchdowns. And so if I'm not doing that, you don't get a pass. And that's what we're talking about. Because deep down inside, like for the most people, not all, but it's more about Jalen Carter, the player, playing on next Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs than it's about Jalen Carter, the person. And see, one day, Jalen Carter's not going to be able to be that dominant D tackle that he once was. He's going to be a regular person. And that attitude and that demeanor could work against him in real life. Because like I said, everything that works for you on the football field works against you in real life. That's a fact.
Exactly. And he's setting himself up but doing life. I mean, he already got a pass on a murder that he walked on a death that he walked away from. How much more is society going to give him credit because of his talent? Until they decide to stop him.
Yeah, it only goes so far. It's unfortunate. The way you described this, it's really sad, Big V. Good phone call.
Man, but that was heavy.
It was heavy. It was heavy. It was a little too heavy. We beat the Cowboys last night.
Yeah,
we got to win.
Yeah, bring it back.
Let's bring it. You know what? Let's have a little levity here. You know what we do? We do it every week on Friday. We try to predict what everyone's going to be saying on Monday. A little segment we like to call Guess the Takes. Let's do it here. Let's go into it. All right, Hugh Douglas. Monday morning, after a full weekend in the NFL. By the way, there's a game tonight. It's the Brazil game.
Yeah, it's Kansas City and L.A.
Yeah, the Chargers, right? And then everybody else will be on Sunday, including the big one Sunday night between the Ravens and the Bills. Hugh Douglas, Monday morning. What's the take that's out there? What is everyone talking about?
Baltimore Ravens blowout.
Woo!
The Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. And everybody's asking, is this Lamar Jackson's year?
Yeah, well, if they go there and do that, that would certainly
blowout.
Point to that. Well, that would be big. A lot of people think the Ravens are the best team. They are favored on the road. All right, I'm going to go with the other big game on Sunday, and that would be the Lions at the Packers. I've noticed this this offseason, it's almost like we forget the Lions won 15 games and they were the one seed last year.
Yeah, they get disrespected quite a bit.
I think they're going to go to Green Bay and win. Micah needs an epidural in his back, apparently, to get on the field.
He got tidy back for real, huh?
I think it's real. So we'll see if he plays. I bet he's going to be out there. I don't think he's going to be himself. I think Detroit's going to go into Green Bay and win. And we're going to be like, oh, yeah, Detroit is our biggest, you know, the biggest challenge we have in the NFC. I still think they're really good, even with the losses of the coordinators. I got the Lions winning in Green Bay on Sunday, and we realize they're still the big threat. Luke, what do you got? What's the take we hear on Monday?
I got one with a team that is kind of a dark horse Super Bowl team, it feels like. One of the best defenses in the league. Starting to be a popular pick for the AFC to make it to the Super Bowl, if not win it. I think the Denver Broncos just dismantle the Titans. Rookie quarterback, that team isn't really complete at all. I could see the Broncos just completely running away with this game. Bo Nix is pulled by the fourth quarter, and everyone's looking at the Broncos, especially the people who picked them, saying like, hey, we told you, look at that defense. Look at Bo Nix making strides. Sean Payton is back. RJ Harvey's looking good. I think the Broncos will just destroy the Titans, and everyone who picked them is going to be feeling really good about themselves.
I think you're right on that. It's a good pick. That Denver team's good. We had Ray on the other day because the Broncos come in here week five.
Yeah, he said, good team.
He said they're for real. Yeah, look, Knicks look good as a rookie last year, and they added Hufanga. They added Greenlaw to their defense. They're for real.
Paid Nick Bonito.
Yeah.
Give him a big extension.
They have Surtain at corner. I mean, they're a good team. And they get the number one overall pick, rookie, on the road in his first game. I like that one. Guess the takes for week number one. Let's talk to Roseanne in Delaware. Hey, Roseanne.
I'm here.
Hey, Roseanne. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind today?
Well, number one, good afternoon, gentlemen, and thank you for taking my call.
Good afternoon. Anytime, Roseanne. So what are you thinking?
It's about Jalen Carter. I am not only a mom, I'm a grandmother, and I'm a fan. And I was watching the game, and what he did, as you all know, was immature and childish. So I don't think this has been addressed, but a key part of his audience, in my opinion, were children. So put yourself on the sofa with your son, and your son is a football fan because of you, and he sees this, and he says, what happened? Is that okay to do in a game? So if I'm playing against somebody that I don't like, I can spit in that person's face. So what do you tell a child that's watching it? I think he should be fined, and I think he should make a televised apology, because kids look up to the football players. You see it all the time. They're running to the fence to try to get an autograph. So that's all I really have to say, because it's really bothered me. And it's probably bothered a lot of other people, but I just wanted to address the children that were watching.
Yeah, well, Roseanne, we appreciate the call. So the scenario you played out actually literally happened in my house this morning. So my kids fell asleep. They didn't watch the game. I got home, like, you know, later.
Those be them tough questions.
Well, this morning, when there's a night game, I usually, before I see them in the morning as I head out, and I'll usually set up the YouTube highlights so they can watch, because they want to know what happened. So they woke up, they said, they win. I said, they won. And then my son, Luke, said, did anything cool happen in the game? Like, what happened, right?
What'd you say?
Well, I knew he was going to watch the YouTube. It was going to be right there. Yeah. So, but he was asking more like highlights, right? Like,
yeah.
I was like, well, Jalen ran for two touchdowns. Saquon had one. They had a fumble recovery, and then I had to tell him. I was like, well, Jalen Carter got ejected, and he said, why? And I told him. I said he spit on Dak Prescott, and he was like shocked, like, why would he do that? And I was like, well, he got upset at Dak. He didn't make a good decision, and he just kept going on. Why would he do that? That's why he got kicked out of the game. They needed him, so like. I get it, and I'm sure kids watching live, it's even more complicated because they're watching it live, and you got to look. It's not a good look. I mean, it's a bad look for anything.
It's definitely not that.
Plus, I mean, last night, if you were at the game and there was a kid with you, that's you got to explain it on the fly. Like, I think he just spit on him.
Yeah,
it's a bad look.
And it's because it was like a bang bang situation, and I was like, wow, what? Then I'm like, that's nasty. Like
that
was
gross.
The first thought that I had was like, that's nasty. And then I was like, well, what did he do? What did he say to make you spit on him? And then when I heard the story, and then the gymnastics that people were doing to justify it, I was
like,
amazing.
Oh, okay. It's amazing.
Everybody has their own way to deal with this. Yeah. But it was just like, wow, okay.
It's Olympic level gymnastics going on around here. Doug in North Philly. What's up, Doug?
Doug.
Hey, guys. I agree with everything y'all say. I have a story. I know you got other callers. When I was in high school, I was on a football and basketball team. I played with this guy, but then, you know, this is 1977, 78, 79. Now, he was 6'7", about 240. Colleges wanted him. Now, he had a somewhat of a emotional attitude disorder, whatever. He got suspended twice in high school. This is facts. He got suspended twice. His uncle had to reinstate him because he didn't have a father now. You know, that's not the issue.
Mm-hmm.
He got sent to a disciplinary school. I'm not going to name the school. He got sent to a disciplinary school just to try to straighten him out. I don't think it worked. And then I seen him. I said, "What's up?" I mean, call him Jay. I'm not gonna put his name on the air. I said, "Man, college is looking at you." Didn't the colleges backed off from him based on his attitude and you know? So he said, "This is what he told me." He said, "F college, man." I said, "Huh?" He said, "F college, man. I'm all right." I said, "All right, man." I felt. Because my overall point is 2 points. I ran across his uncle about, let's say about 3-4 years after he left disciplinary school. He didn't go to college. He told me F college.
So how did it turn out? How did it turn out?
Get him, Edge. Help.
No, I ran across. So I said, "How my boy doing?" Because his uncle know we was in, you know, high school together.
Right.
His uncle looked at me.
Help him out, Joe.
I don't know how.
Guess what?
What?
He got into an altercation with some dudes, and he got shot and killed.
Well, that's a sad ending to the story. Yeah, and look, Doug, we appreciate you sharing, and very sorry that happened to that person. There's a lot to unpack here. It got heavy this hour.
It got real heavy.
Bottom line is this. Jalen Carter needs to make better choices. The Eagles need to help him make better choices.
Because we need him, man. We're trying to go back-to-back.
And I'm willing to suspend him next week to send a message.
You're trying to beat the Chiefs.
I'm trying to win the big picture. All right. See, I have vision on this. You don't have vision. 215-592-9494. All right. We'll get some phone calls. And we got to check in with you people. I'm sure it is lively over there today. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, week one is here, people. We had our game last night. But let's take a look at the latest Pro Football Injury Report presented by Fanatic Sportsbook. Tonight, we got the Chiefs and the Chargers. And out for the Chiefs is Jalen Royals. He got that knee injury, so he's out tonight. Najee Harris, he had a full practice yesterday, so he's going to be out there on the field. That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly report injury updates presented by Fanatic Sportsbooks, the home of Fair Play. Download the app today. The football season, where it is, and where else would you want to be during football season? You want to make bets other than Fanatic Sportsbook. You want to be at Fanatic Sportsbook to make bets, people. Fanatic Sportsbook is the home of Fair Play, protecting all pro football player prop bets across straights, parlays, and SGPs all season long from any first half injury. That's 30 minutes of player prop protection on all bets, giving you an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. So if you want to protect your parlays from injuries, switch to the sportsbook that will always have your back across the first and the second quarter for all pro football games, every single game. Fanatic Sportsbook, winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.